1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show, reminding you that you can call 877-616-7445 for a copy of the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of 2000 CD or picture disc vinyl. 877-616-7445. All of the money that we raise through the sale of our CD or picture disc goes to My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Southern California. And yesterday's ball game, the Super Bowl, featured a most valuable player performance by Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis involved in a controversy at last year's Super Bowl having to do with some kind of an assault and murder at a nightclub. Mr. Lewis was granted a reduced charge, I think, if he cooperated with authorities, which he did. Old friend of ours, Brad Rifkin, who is a sports writer with the New York Triborough Express, is on the phone from Tampa. How you doing, Brad?
Good, Phil.
I can't hear you there.
Yeah, right here, Phil. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. Tell me about Ray Lewis's performance in a game dominated, yeah, by the defenses, but isn't this guy looked upon as one of these outlaws that I was talking about?
Well, Ray Lewis is a great player. I mean, when you say an outlaw, I don't know what you mean.
Well, he had some trouble. He's got some friends. If nothing else, the guy's got some unsavory friends.
Well, he's got some unsavory friends. I don't know that if we gave everybody a personality test, they gave every... Are your friends unsavory? Are my friends unsavory?
Well, I mean, there's criminal involvement having to do with assault and murder.
Well, Ray Lewis is a good football player. He wasn't that good in the game. I came on to talk about how I think he deserved the MVP.
Well, that's fine. You can talk about that. But I'd like to have some of these issues addressed as far as...
Look, Ray sent a message last year that was clear. And that is that he's got to be treated with some respect. Ray Lewis was not involved in killing anybody. Ray Lewis was not involved in assaulting anybody. He may have some bad friends. He may have some good friends. But I think it's clear that Ray is a formidable guy, and that you need to treat a guy like that with respect. The New York Giants, I think, obviously know they had to treat him with respect. I don't think you showed disrespect to Mr. Lewis. I think it's obvious that Mr. Lewis deserved the MVP.
How do you figure that he deserved the MVP in a performance dominated by there was an interception, there was a special teams play, yes, the defense did score, the offense scored. Why him?
Well, I mean...
Why not Trent Dilfer? He threw a touchdown pass.
Trent Dilfer is good. First of all, the one thing you got to understand, I have a wife and kids. You got a wife and kids. I think when you are messing with a guy like Ray Lewis, you just give him the MVP. You know?
Why?
Because you don't... I don't know if I got to spell it out for you.
Yeah, spell it out for me. Why do I got to give the MVP to Ray Lewis?
You're prejudiced against him, aren't you?
I'm not prejudiced one way or the other. I don't particularly... Some of the things that I've heard this guy do off the field doesn't exactly warm me to him, but he's a good football player. I'm just wondering, you're saying that you don't want to make him angry?
You don't want to make a guy like Ray Lewis angry. You don't want to make a guy like Ray Lewis, who travels with some fairly tough customers, who comes from a pretty hard-bitten background. Look, I've got a wife. I've got two small children. What I want to do is when I go to a football game that Ray Lewis is in, and it's a Super Bowl, and he performs anywhere near a good level, I think the guy deserves the MVP, because there's too many sports writers, there's too many broadcasters, and ultimately there's too many fans who are going to make him angry, and we don't need that. What we do need is to acknowledge Mr. Lewis. I think he deserves some respect. He wants a taste of the action like anybody else.
You know, you're talking about this guy, he deserves respect, and you don't want to make him angry. Is that what you said?
That's correct, yes. I mean, what I'm saying, Phil, is...
No, I want to be clear. You don't want to make Ray Lewis angry. Why?
Look, Ray Lewis is a very special guy. He's a tough guy. It's possible he's capable of some violence off of the field. It's possible, in my opinion, he's capable of doing some things. I don't want to be the guy to make him mad. That's all I'm saying.
And you don't want to be the guy to make him mad. So you're going to give Ray Lewis the MVP award so you don't make him angry.
So that we are able, Mr. Henry, if you listen to my answer, we're able to make sure that he doesn't hurt. I don't want to be hurt. Do you want to be hurt by him?
No, I do not.
That the best thing you can do is give Ray Lewis the MVP award, which is what happened.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin is with us, sports writer and columnist for the New York Triborough Express newspaper. And we're talking about Ray Lewis and why he won the Most Valuable Player Award yesterday. You're saying that the writers voted for him because they don't want to make him angry.
No, they do not.
All right, let's take something else here. You made a comment to me before. What does Britney Spears have to do with all of this?
Only that I tried to contact Ms. Spears' agents and representatives just before the game, because I was worried that if Ray Lewis did not get the MVP award, obviously he'd be upset.
Yeah, but would you tell me what it was that you asked or were trying to contact the representatives for?
What I was trying to do was to contact Ms. Spears' agents and representatives to see if she'd offer, and I guess this is going to make you mad too, right?
Just tell my audience.
All right, to see if she would offer herself to Mr. Lewis so that he wouldn't commit any violence or kill anybody.
Britney Spears, the singer.
Britney Spears, the singer.
All right, so because we heard about this, Mike picked this up on the wire, that you tried to contact Britney Spears' agents so that she'd sleep with Ray Lewis before the game so he wouldn't kill anyone.
That is correct.
Did she?
I do not know.
Well, let's just say it's safe to assume that she didn't.
I don't know whether she did or not.
Wait. I want you to be very careful here, okay? Don't play with somebody's reputation, all right? You're claiming that Britney Spears slept with Ray Lewis, that's why he didn't kill anybody?
No. I don't know whether she did or not. I was trying... You got to understand something. I'm trying to avoid a tragedy.
Oh, come on.
I am trying to avoid a problem. Ray Lewis could go into a bar room last night, into a nightclub, if he hadn't won that football game, and commit homicide. It's possible. Now, one of the ways that I felt we could offset this and try to head this off before a tragedy occurred is for Britney Spears to go ahead and give it up. Okay? I ain't talking just a little bit either. I'm talking about all the way. Give it up. And that way that...
Britney Spears has a boyfriend.
I got a wife. You got a wife. Everybody got a girlfriend. All of God's children got girlfriends.
All right, you're talking, this young lady, I don't know whether or not she would even be interested in that, but that you made the offer seems very bizarre to me.
I made the offer, Mr. Henry, to keep Ray Lewis from possibly committing homicide. We got to give the MVP award to him because you got to throw me to a lion. And the fans and the writers and the broadcasters should understand this. You have a family, correct?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do.
All right, so do I. You want to piss off Ray Lewis and run the risk of something happening?
Then Ray Lewis is going to come and find me? I mean, is he going to find everybody?
I don't know what he's capable of, but I'm thinking if Britney Spears could go ahead and give him a little lo-fi spread or whatever you want to call it, a little early morning dew. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And
well, I can probably bet you almost everything I own that Britney Spears' agents didn't agree to that, wouldn't you say?
Again, Mr. Henry, I don't know. I tried to put them together. You know what? You may think I'm a bad guy, but there are worse things to consider than Britney Spears putting out for Ray Lewis. And if it saves a life, if it saves one life, then I'm willing to have her do that.
Well, fortunately, you and I aren't making that decision.
That's true. That is correct. But I tried to speak to her agents.
Were you able to get through to them?
No, I was not.
Well, then I don't think it happened.
It's possible it didn't happen. Or it's possible she watched the game and called him up and said, hey, I like your style. Or I understand you're violent. Maybe I can do something. I did leave a message on their machine.
And the message said what? I mean, look, at Ray Lewis is a...
The message...
Hold on. Ray Lewis is a football player of some notable skill, involved in a very unfortunate incident after the game or before the game, I don't know when, last year, on some peripheral level, I don't know. I do know that he's tried to put this thing behind him, okay?
Well, it's true, but I just... All I'm trying to do is, when I leave a message with Ms. Spears' agents, I said it would be nice if Britney would sleep with Ray Lewis. I mean, it would be a nice gesture if Britney would have sex with Ray Lewis in order to save one life.
All right, Brad Rifkin is with us here. He's talking about his opinion of Ray Lewis's possible violent tendencies, and that's probably why, in his opinion, Ray Lewis won the MVP, because no sports writer wants to get killed. Or broadcaster. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Henry Show. Brad Rifkin, sports writer with the New York Triborough Express, is on the line. We're going to get to your phone calls here in just a second. You said that you called Britney Spears' agents to see if she was...
Look, Phil, it's not an out-of-the-ordinary request for a woman who claims to be a virgin, as Britney Spears does, to offer herself up to the guy like Ray Lewis, who's some kind of an animal. Because if you look at culture, down through the years, the way that you calm down an animal is with a... Okay, I'm going to say it, with a virgin. They threw them into volcanoes. They did everything else. So that's what I was...
So that's how you spent your time calling up Britney Spears' agents with that?
Yes, I did, Mr. Henry. Trying to help, trying to save maybe your life and the members of your family as well as mine.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Bob on the Phil Henry Show. Bob?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
This guy, character you got on here now, what's his name, Brad? I mean, he's just not right.
I'm not right?
No,
I'm not right. Why? Because I want to save people's lives?
What do you mean, save people's lives? The way you're talking, this guy ought to be in a cage.
Ray Lewis was involved in a situation.
So he was involved in a situation. Wasn't he acquitted with a plea?
Yeah, okay. You want to buy that one? Be
well,
my guest.
Well, you know, if you're going to offer Britney Spears or anyone else, why don't you offer yourself?
You know what? Maybe I'll offer you up.
Well, you could.
How about that?
You could.
Would you like that?
If you want to come up here in the mountains in New Hampshire, because that's where I'm at right now.
New Hampshire?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of guys up there tapping. What do you get, maple syrup out of trees up there?
No. You pump the limbs, and that's how you get it out of there.
You do what?
You're just not right talking the way you are.
You're the guy that said I ought to offer myself up. Look, Ray Lewis wants a white virgin.
Let the guy alone.
No,
you know.
Let him alone.
I gave him
the MVP award. What do you mean, let him alone?
So he won the MVP.
You're a writer, and
writers voted for him.
You're saying that you gave him the MVP, Brad, because you voted for him so he wouldn't get violent.
Exactly. Trying to save the lives of people. This guy Bob in New Hampshire, I don't even know you, and I did you a favor.
No, you didn't do me any favor, buddy.
What if Ray Lewis wants to come and knife you?
No, there's something wrong with you, really.
What's wrong with me? Ray Lewis...
I really don't know. I'm not a psychiatrist, but you ought to...
Maybe we can start with the fact that you're offering up a white virgin to Ray Lewis, okay?
To calm him down.
Oh, calm him down,
yes.
Baloney.
Baloney?
Yeah.
This guy has a rap sheet. This guy, it could kill somebody. So I give him the MVP to try to calm him down. I didn't know if he'd win the MVP. I voted for him.
Yeah.
And in case he didn't win the MVP, I asked Britney Spears if she wouldn't mind giving him a little.
I think what the deal
virgin.
Is, I just think you want to get your name out.
I think that, too.
Make a name for yourself.
Right, I think that, too.
And that's it.
So, your paper,
so known,
Mr. Rifkin, I've never heard of your newspaper that...
Well, you never heard of my newspaper. You know, I never heard of your show before you invited me on it.
Because you were making these outrageous claims. You want to give him a white virgin to calm him down.
That's what you do.
Hey, I got to go. I'm going.
All right, Bob. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
I'm starting to lose you.
Thanks for calling, pal. 1-800-449-8686. Shannon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of in my entire life.
Are you a Britney Spears fan, ma'am? Let me attack it from this.
No, I don't like her. I don't like her. But that has nothing to do with this. First of all. There are a lot of football players that have rap sheets. That's just how it is.
They're not all playing in the Super Bowl, and that's
okay,
the point.
Okay, second of all, wait a minute. An MVP is for the most valuable player,
right,
or a player that saves the game. You
right.
do not give an honor like the MVP to Ray Lewis just because you think he's going to go out and kill somebody.
That's
ridiculous.
You cut out. I didn't hear that. Just because what?
You don't give the MVP to somebody so they'll not go out and kill somebody.
Ma'am,
you give the MVP to a player that saves the game.
Let's look at this from the other side. So you would not give the MVP to Ray Lewis knowing that he'd go out and murder somebody on the street?
No, I would give the MVP to Ray Lewis if he played his ass off in the game and helped the team win.
Let me ask you this.
What an MVP is for, not to offer him sex from Britney Spears.
If she's
a decent woman, she would tell you to go to hell.
Ma'am, I'm trying to save lives. I'm trying to save the lives of...
Oh, come on. Who's going to get killed?
Ray
Lewis... How do you know he's going to go go out and kill somebody.
Oh,
that
yeah, the
ridiculous.
Guy's involved in some incident in a nightclub involving knives. This guy doesn't win the MVP, and he sees Shannon sitting in her car, and he just out of anger picks your car up and rolls it over or something. I don't know what he's going to do.
Well, you know what? I sue him then. That's not
if
a reason
live,
to give him the MVP.
If you lived. But I'm saying, what's wrong with Britney Spears giving him a little, maybe
because
6 hours?
Because you're not Britney Spears' owner. Do you own her body? Do you have any right
I think
to
as
ask
a public,
woman to give up her virginity if she is a virgin
I believe
to
I
a
do.
Man so he doesn't kill people?
I believe that I do.
How do you figure you have that right?
Because
yeah.
As a public service, first of all, I'm a writer. I'm entrusted with the public trust of the freedom of speech. I have to go to Britney Spears and ask her, even if she doesn't want to have sex with Ray Lewis, would she mind stripping or something, anything?
Why
stripping?
Britney Spears in the first place, just because she was
at the show. She was at the show, yeah, and she's a virgin.
Okay,
and a virgin
supposedly.
Will calm him down, huh?
Supposedly. She's
whoa,
a virgin.
Whoa, aren't we, Caddy? So you don't
I
believe
just think
it,
it's
huh?
ridiculous. I think it
oh,
is ridiculous.
Oh, come on, man. And you know what? The lady said it well. If Britney Spears has any decency, she'd turn
that's
Ray
right.
Lewis down, okay?
I don't know whether she did or not.
Well, I think we can safely assume that she did, because
I left a message on the machine. They might have heard the message.
Oh, I
you
see.
You need to be careful, because she's going to turn around and
absolutely.
Slander.
Absolutely, and sue you.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So her agents came to the office, turned on the answering machine. Hi, this is whoever.
Brad Rifkin.
Okay, this is Brad Rifkin. Would you mind if Britney sleeps with Ray Lewis so he doesn't kill somebody? And they're going to do it.
It's worth a shot. Oh, go ahead and laugh. Yeah, great.
That's
I saved some lives with the MVP.
Well, look, he got the MVP award, so he's not going to kill anybody.
He's not going to kill anybody. But what I want you people to consider is this. Ticket prices could go up next year. And the reason why they probably won't go up is Ray is not pissed off. He won the MVP. If he was pissed off, the ticket prices would go up.
Well, I don't
if
believe
Ray
that.
Lewis
right.
is willing to go out and kill somebody over not getting the MVP, he doesn't belong in football anyway. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Shannon, for your
thank
call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Nicole on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just cannot believe what this guy is saying. It's just, I mean, are you for real?
What part don't you get? I'm trying to talk about
well, the whole thing. I mean, you're letting some football guy control you by saying, you know, oh, okay, you know, Britney Spears needs to go to bed with him. I mean,
well,
that
she did, would be the least she could do for...
What do you mean the least she can do? Who the heck are you?
I'm saying I happen to be a reporter, and I have the public trust...
You happen to be a
speech.
Big jerk is what you happen to be.
Well, you may think... I'm not asking you to sleep with Ray
Well,
Lewis.
I don't care what you're asking me.
I'm asking Britney Spears, because she's, with all due respect, a virgin, and that means that calms down... Have you ever seen those jungle movies where they throw the virgin in a volcano? I'm sure you have.
No, I haven't.
All right, in some of the jungle movies, they'll throw a virgin into the volcano... On account of that calms the volcano down.
So this is what you're basing.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, figuratively speaking, Phil.
So psychologically, it's going to affect Ray Lewis. Hey, I got a virgin. I'll calm down.
It's
exactly.
not going to excite. First of all, the whole idea is absurd. Prostituting a complete stranger. How would
Ray
you
Lewis
react?
Is.
I don't even. I mean, I'd hate to be your daughter. And then it's not going to make a difference. Don't you want to?
Ray Lewis is ready to
it's
blow
not
it any
make
minute.
A difference.
He's ready to blow it any minute.
Well, good.
So
maybe he'll get caught and he'll go to jail where he belongs, if that's where he belongs.
Well, you gave him the MVP. You gave him the MVP award, so he's not ready to blow. Okay.
Oh, okay.
He won't blow it out, but they may raise ticket prices if he gets pissed again. I'm saying, why not sleep with Britney Spears? That way, they won't raise the ticket prices.
You really believe that?
I'm kidding. It's worth a shot.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. It's somebody else's life.
It's not even worth considering. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I'm doing something for violence in America, and I ought to be ashamed of myself. What are you doing?
You should be ashamed of yourself because you're creating violence. You're creating more violence.
I'm creating violence? Ray Lewis gets to knock one off with Britney Spears?
Who the heck is Ray Lewis? Who cares who he is?
Oh, you're not a football fan.
What are you going to do? Just, I mean, how much longer
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show, and that is the sound of Britney Spears. That's what our young people That's what they're listening to, and then they're going out and setting themselves on fire. I think it should end. Kid heard this Britney Spears track and went out and... because he knew he'd never have her, so he just decided to kill himself. How many kids would kill themselves after listening to a Britney Spears record because they realized they never had a shot in hell of having a relationship with her on any level? Speaking of Britney Spears, you know, she is involved, the word is, and I don't want to say for sure, but the word is, the rumor is, she's involved in a serious relationship away from the limelight of the press. In other words, this relationship she has with the singer from NSYNC, this kid Justin Timberlake, is a show relationship, one of these show couple things, one of these deals where, you know, the teenage women who dig their, you know, they can relate. Like Annette Funicello and Frankie freaking Avalon over there, right? So naturally, then me and Craig and Mike wind up getting into a conversation. You think NSYNC? You think they're gay? Why do men do that? It's the first thing that men do when we see other men who attract, other men in the media, other men in the limelight, other men who are celebrities, who are very attractive to women. The first thing we think of, and the first thing we hope for, is that they're gay. Now, that phenomenon started with Rock Hudson. Before Rock Hudson, we weren't aware that there were any gay people in Hollywood. Truly, that's how naive the straight world is. And the straight world was that naive up until the Rock Hudson episode, and then finally there was just no denying it. Rock Hudson was gay. Now, don't tell me that you didn't for a while just take it on faith that Liberace was straight. You took it on faith for a while. Well, sure. I mean, yeah, the guy's got... I didn't think of sexual orientation, I guess, at that point in my life. So I see a guy like Liberace, okay? Nothing more flowery, more flaming, more roaring. And I was, well, you know, I guess he's straight. Whatever his wife does, you know? And of course, and Melissa, I'm with you. The Village People, I got no idea that they were gay. I didn't know that that was the whole, you know, it was the inside joke. And I'm the dumbass that didn't get it. I thought, oh, YMCA Disco and the Village People. And then one day I heard them interviewed. All that while I thought it was a rumor and a nasty rumor, one that was designed to somehow subvert their public image. Not that being gay was wrong, but in those days, in the late 70s, early 80s, to be outed like that was still very damaging. And so I thought when someone said, well, you know that they're gay. It's, no, I don't. The Village, they're wearing like a construction worker uniform. Oh, that's real good, Phil. What are you talking about, man? What? You don't know they're gay. Why would I think they're gay? The guy's a cop and an Indian? Holy Jesus, you're a stupid guy. So my friends are saying this to me. But then one day I'm watching television and they get the Village People on. The guy's saying, so tell me, I'll start with you, whoever the guy was. How did it all start?
Well, we answered an ad in a newspaper.
And then I'm like, oh, man.
And we were going to New York. I thought, oh, God. New York.
And I thought, all right, now I don't want to be, you know, I really want to be fair. And just because a guy has a lilting, sort of lisping delivery doesn't necessarily mean that, because I had a lot of teachers in high school who talked that way. And, well, they were priests. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. But that's the kind of naivete that you have, okay? So getting back to this whole gay rap, where was I? How did I even get on this? I can't even begin. What? Oh, NSYNC, yeah, are they gay? So anyway, that's what guys ask. Ricky Martin, is he gay? Oh, he is? How do you know? He won't deny it or say anything about it? Ricky Martin is every woman's dream. They love this guy, and boom, he don't want none of them. I guess that's the secret. Just pretend like you're gay. All you straight guys out there, just pretend like you don't need them. They'll love you. Ricky Martin, George Michael, it was a shock to me when I found out. Now, again, not because there's anything bad or wrong with it, but because your mind is just thinking in another direction entirely. George Michael was lusted after by millions of women when those guys were on top. And the guy's busted in a head out here in Beverly Hills someplace, right? Was he in a park can? Good Lord. What is that? Guy's got everything in the world. He's got all the money in the world. He's a good-looking guy. He could have anything, anybody that he wanted. He's in the public restroom. I don't understand it, but I'm not going to put it down. They say don't knock it till you tried it. And later on tonight, I'll be over at the Okay, so who else? Who else is hot and everybody says Mel Gibson? They thought he was gay as a $3 freaking bill for a long time. Who else? The big Harrison Ford, they thought. Oh, and when will the rumors about Tom Cruise go away? Oh, he is? Oh, okay, you all got it on good account. And what did Richard Gere ever do to you people that you got this gerbil things? John Travolta supposedly was gay. They're all good-looking guys, very attractive to women. They got to be queer, right? Why? Michael Jackson. How can you imagine that that guy... Sometimes we get it right, okay? I mean, sometimes it's just that it's like the hot kiss at the end of a wet fist, as Firesign Theater said, lo, those many years ago. You just know. Rock Hudson was a big, and a friend of mine, my girlfriend at the time, her mother, you know, found out about this Rock Hudson. She almost had a cardiac arrest. She almost died. Kevin Spacey, the rumors about him. Frankly, I don't care whether he is or whether he isn't. I guess he is. I don't know if maybe he's not. You know, people just got to know. But Rock Hudson, when the word came out on him, this girlfriend of mine, her mother of that generation that really idolized Rock Hudson, and my mother too, when they found out that Rock Hudson was gay, there might have been a mass suicide among women over 40. They were going to blow their brains clear out of there. They couldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't allow themselves to believe it. Montgomery Clift was another guy. A lot of you don't know who he was. Great actor, Here to Eternity, blah, blah, blah. Big friend of Elizabeth Taylor's, by the way. Gay. Elizabeth Taylor loved him. Elizabeth Taylor loves all gay men. Elizabeth Taylor, you know, just if she just marry a gay guy, she'd stay freaking married. Good Lord. Tab Hunter? What do you mean, Tab Hunter? Oh, bull crap. No Tab Hunter. I ain't even going to believe that. Richard Simmons? I didn't know for a minute. It would never enter my mind that Richard Simmons... And who was the other guy you just mentioned there? You mentioned Tab Hunter and Anthony Perkins, the guy who was in Psycho. That, after a while, and sometimes they'll say, oh, you know, he's gay. And you go, you know what, it makes sense. Now the pieces all fall into place. It all fits the part. Maybe that's why he was so damn good. You know, there was some kind of a pathological relationship with women that was going on there. I'm not saying that gay men are violent toward women. I'm just saying there was some kind of a distance. That's why he was so good at what he did. Was Roddy McDowell? Now you know what you guys are doing now is you're just throwing names up there and you don't know whether they're gay or not. Stop it. No, that's what you're doing. They're throwing up, and I'm reading them. Roddy McDowell, of course, was queer as a $3 bill. Tomorrow I got a freaking phone call from an attorney. Thank you very much. Honey, you can't say that he was unless he said so himself. Don't give me this he is because you got friends in the business. How do you know? You don't. What about Mark Humphreys? I understand that he's taking over that new show by the... I'm kidding. I'm joking. 1-800-449... Mark Humphreys is Melissa's fiancé, so... 1-800... How many guys in the NFL are queer so long as don't say Ray Lewis? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. I got one thing I'd like for Christmas. I would like the Doors to now put it to bed. You know, just they were such a great band, and stop with the records where you found some tracks of Jim singing, and you guys go back into the studio and make the music. Just stop it. Just quit trying to, you know, bleed a rock. Stop bringing in guys who wish they worked with Morrison. Or they wish that they were Jim Morrison. Just put the whole project to rest. That American Prayer was terrible. And what's the one that they just did? This thing? Is this the Bright Midnight Sampler? No One Here Gets Out Alive? I don't know, but there's three new Doors albums, which is fine. I mean, you know, I just don't want to hear, like, when the Beatles did that whole thing, Free as a Bird, oh my God, could there have been anything worse? So they're doing the same thing with Jim Morrison. They're trying to keep him alive. He's dead through the modern technological advancements of digital and tape. Jim Morrison's still with us. He's still 26 or 29 or whatever he is. He's still as a hunk. The truth is, if he were still with us, he'd be 56, and he'd look like me. That's what Jim Morrison would look like right now, me. Big gut, because that cat loved to, you know, throw back a beer. No reason to believe that he would have stopped or even slowed down. So he'd pretty much be in detox someplace right now. And let's not even talk about Janis Joplin. Maybe it's better that some people die young, you know? I mean, I don't mean to be cruel, but it's just better because there will always be young in our minds. It's the rest of us that got to get old. All right, having said that, one other note about my wife's chili. We had a few calls from people saying, gee, Phil, how does she do it? Well, she takes some napalm from the Dow Chemical Company, then... No, actually, what we did is we went down to the Barrio in Thousand Oaks, such as it is. It's actually one store, which is where all the Latin, you know, the Latino people go to shop. And we went and we got those big New Mexico chilies, and you get them in a bag, and you throw them in the blender with some water. You soak them overnight first. Then you throw them in a blender with some water. You blend that baby up. Now you got your chili. Then you pour it in. Then you get your ground pork. Then you get your ground beef. Then you get your garlic. And then you get your onions. And, Jim, now you got yourself some chili. You do not use tomatoes ever to make chili. Never. Don't ever do that. Anybody using chilies, tomatoes to make their chili? They don't know what they're doing. You can say, Phil sent you. Well, I don't know. I heard this loudmouth clown on the radio. Oh, leave me alone. I'm making it the way I've always made it. Then you soak those beans overnight, too, and you serve them separately. You don't put the beans in with the chili. Some people don't want no beans with a chili. We eat pretty good, though, man. I'll tell you that. And then what was the other thing? Somebody brought over... this dip that was like guacamole and sour cream and refried beans, and it's layered. So just in case you didn't jam your left ventricle with the first layer, just go down deep enough, and your arteries will be clogged just with one chip's worth of this stuff, okay? Hey, Phil, how you doing? Good. I got a clean bill of health on my physical. Great. Let's see if we can elevate your heart rate, all right? Try some of this. Let's put more stress on your heart. Oh, that stuff was fantastic. And I make guacamole. And here's how I make guacamole. I make the best. Anybody here like guacamole? Do you? Okay, here's how you make it, and I make the best. First of all, you got to get avocados. And then you put the avocados in a bowl. Get about six of them. Peel them. Mash them up. Throw in about five cloves of garlic. A little bit of salsa. And salt. And then mix it up and serve it like that. Anybody tries to put sour cream in it, shoot them. Shoot them and drag the body outside so that the police won't connect you with it. Anybody tries to do anything else with it, shoot them and drag their body outside. That's how you make that. So I waddled around there about 100 pounds later after all of that stuff. Thank God, man. So anyway, what did you guys do? Oh, I understand. You know what? Mike went over to a party at his friend's house, and what was it? They only had Corona and Coors Light? And Mike says to me, it tastes like piss. Is that what you said? Pardon my language, but in case Mike's friend is listening right now, why don't you, you know, cinch it up a little bit, brother, and, you know, just bust out with a little extra jingle and give us some beer we can drink. Oh, no. You're busted now. Oh, I'm kidding. Look, everybody knows you don't serve that swill at no party. It's Coors Light. He had Mike only had two friends before the show tonight. Now he has none. I go out and I actually break the bank. I go out and I buy Heineken, you know. And then I have these friends that come over with their wheatberry and their raspberry. Look at this, Phil. You like good beer, don't you? Yeah, I like good beer. So why are you bringing over that wheatberry crud? Look, I like good beer. Don't bring me any of your microbrewery stuff, please. You know, liking good beer doesn't equal microbrewery. And that anchor steam, can we just get that out of the way? That stuff tastes like horse manure. That's horse piss, that stuff. I don't care if it is from San Francisco, some 19th century brewery up there that they renovated, a bunch of yuppies, and anything out of San Francisco is suspect to begin with, starting with their beer. You guys think we love San Francisco down here because we go up there on vacation. Sure, we go up there on vacation, okay? You can have a couple of laughs. They got some nice restaurants. The rest of the town's a bore. Everybody in San Francisco, they won't admit it. They come down here to have a couple of laughs, even though they say they hate us. They do hate us, but they come down here for some laughs anyway. That's okay. We see them coming, man. We always jack the room rates about 20%. Anyway, Mike, I'm sorry to bust you on that one. Let me just tell you guys our number again for our CD is 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL, $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. Visa, MasterCard, or a check. Visa, MasterCard, or a check.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, I have to say that this person that is an expert. expert in food?
I'm a food critic for Wine and Brie Week, monthly.
Okay. Well, I have to say that I find it rather offensive that you would even put yourself in this position criticizing people that you don't know. And as far as Fagos is concerned, it is a public restaurant. I have eaten at Fagos at least 25 times.
Technically, yes.
And on Friday nights, on Saturday nights, during the week,
so
and
you're able
I
to get in.
Yes, with no problem.
Is this Shirley Jones?
No, it's not Shirley Jones.
Who is this?
My name is Shirley, and I am not someone
from... You are an actress, though. No, you are.
No, I am not.
There's no way you get into Spockles unless you're an actress.
Well, you're calling me a liar, and I know where I've eaten, and I know how many times I've eaten there on Monday night.
You work in the entertainment business. If you got in on a Friday night, you work in the entertainment business.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Shirley, this is Phil Hendry. Do you work in the... You do not work in the entertainment business.
No, I do not.
No, this is... I think this is Katie Seagal.
I'm an average middle-class...
Is this Kathy,
native Californian, and
Kathy,
you know,
and Jimmy,
for
know.
You to cast judgment on people that you don't even know, and to be an expert in something that you have no idea.
Is this Jennifer Love Hewitt? I'm joking now. I think this is Kathy Najimy that I'm speaking to, though, Phil. Kathy, you're doing great work at King of the Hill.
I want to say this to you.
You are doing a disservice to the listeners.
You want to perceive people a certain way when you don't even give yourself half the credit as a critic.
By the way, I'm sorry about Veronica's Closet. I love the show, but I want you to know...
I don't know who you're talking about.
This is not Kathy Najimy that you're talking to. This is Shirley from Studio City.
No, it's Kathy, and I will say this. I think
who he's talking to when he doesn't even want to listen to what anybody has to say.
And how was Brad Pitt's wedding? What I want to say more than anything else is this. I think it's really wrong. It's really wrong for you to pretend like you're just an average person and say you get into Spago's on a Friday night when you know those people out there will never get in.
You know, this is a shame that this person is psychotic and cannot even...
Roland, if you think this is Kathy...
I'm hearing you. You say you went there 25 times. Okay, I heard that.
I've been there at least 25 times.
Okay, I heard that. You've been there on Saturday
night. And I am
not
who you say that I am.
No, I know that this is either... I know it's either Melissa Hart or Kathy Najimy.
You know, you really like to name drop, but I am neither one of those persons. No, I'm
but
sorry.
Again,
you're
well,
incorrect.
You know what? Then I take it back. I'm glad Veronica's Closet got canceled.
Bill Hendry.